This is the Avyakt Murli of the 18th of May, 2025. Original date, 25th of March, 2005. Become a master son of knowledge and spread your rays of experience. Become a bestower of fortune and a tapasvi. Today, Bapdada has come to celebrate Holi with his children from everywhere, who are holy swans. You children have also arrived here to celebrate Holi, having been tied by your string of love. You have arrived here with so much love in order to celebrate a meeting. Bapdada was seeing the fortune of all of you children. It is such a great fortune. To the extent that you are the holiest, to the same extent you are also the highest. Look at the whole cycle. No one else has a fortune higher than yours. Do you know your fortune? Even at the present time, too, you are being sustained by godly sustenance, this godly study, and godly blessings. In the future, too, you will be those who have a right to the kingdom of the world. You have to become that. It is fixed and you have that faith. Later on too, when you become worthy of worship, no one will be worshipped accurately in the right way as you elevated souls. So at the present, in the future, and in the worthy of worship form, you are the highest, that is, the highest on high. Every act of your non-living images is also worshipped. There have been many founders of religions and great souls, but it is only you, highest on high children of God, who are worshipped accurately in the right way. This is because you perform every act accurately at this time, as a karma yogi, and the fruit of that is that you are worshipped accurately. You receive the reward of the efforts you make at the confluence age. So God, the highest on high, is enabling you children to receive the highest on high attainment. Holy means purity. You are the holiest and also the highest. The foundation of this Brahmin life is purity. The slightest impurity, even in your thoughts, doesn't allow you to become elevated. Purity is the mother of happiness and peace. Purity is the key to all attainments. This is why the slogan of all of you is be pure and be yogi. Even at the festival of Holi, they first burn something and then celebrate. They do not celebrate without first burning it, burning the impurity. You burn your impurity in the fire of yoga. So, as a memorial of that, those people burn something in a fire, and after burning it, when they have become pure, they celebrate in happiness. As a memorial of your becoming pure, they celebrate a meeting. Because it is when all of you too burn away your impurities and become red with the colour of God's company that you celebrate a meeting with all souls by having good wishes and pure feelings. The memorial of this is that you have an auspicious, happy meeting. This is why Bapdada is reminding all of you children to have this awareness. Constantly receive blessings from everyone and give blessings to everyone. With the good wishes of your blessings, celebrate an auspicious meeting. Even if someone does have bad wishes for you, that soul is under an influence of impurity. If you accommodate those bad wishes in your mind, do you then remain happy? Do you experience happiness? Or do you experience some sorrow of waste thoughts, such as why, what, how, who? To accept those bad wishes means to make yourself experience sorrow and peacelessness. You are then disobeying Bapdada's Srimat of give happiness and take happiness. So now all of you children have learnt how to receive blessings and give blessings, have you not? Have you learnt this? A promise with determination. Make a promise with determination. I have to give happiness and I have to take happiness. I have to give blessings and receive blessings. Have you made this promise? Do you have this courage? Those of you who have the courage that from today you will have the determined thought, I will take blessings and give blessings, raise your hands. Is it firm? Do not become weak. If you remain unripe, weak, the birds eat unripe fruit. Determination is the key to success. Do all of you have this key? Do you have it? Do you have the key all the time? Maya doesn't steal it, does she? She also loves this key. When you are thinking, constantly let this thought emerge. Let it not be merged, but let it remain emerged. I definitely have to do this. I definitely have to become this. It is already accomplished. This is called being victorious by your intellect having faith. Victory is already fixed in the drama. You simply have to repeat it. This drama is predestined. It is already created, and by repeating it, you create it again. Is it difficult? Does it sometimes become difficult? Why does it feel difficult? You make easy things difficult by yourself. You make a small mistake. Do you know what mistake you make? At that time, Bapdada not only feels a lot of mercy, he also has love for you. In what form does he have that love? On the one hand, you say that the Father is combined with you. Is he combined? Not with you, but combined with you. Is he combined? Double foreigners, is he combined? Those at the back, is he combined? Those sitting in the gallery, is he combined? Today, Bapdada has received the news that the residents of Madhuban, Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, and here as well, are listening to the Murli in a separate hall. And so Bapdada is asking them too, is Bapdada combined? They are raising their hands. Since he is combined, since the Almighty Authority, Bapdada, is combined, then why do you become alone? Even if you are weak, Bapdada is the Almighty Authority. It is when you become alone that you then become weak. Stay in the combined form. Bapdada cooperates with every child at every moment. Why has Father Shiva come from Paramdham? For what has he come? He has come to cooperate with you children. Look, even Father Brahma became subtle from corporeal. What for? Through the subtle form, rather than the corporeal form, he can give the maximum cooperation to all. So, since Bapdada is offering to give you his cooperation, why do you stay alone? Why do you engage yourself in labouring? You have laboured for 63 births. Do those sanskars of labouring pull you even now? Stay absorbed in love. Remain merged in love. Love will enable you to become free from labouring. Do you like labouring? Or are you compelled by your habits? You are easy yogis. Bapdada has brought a special gift for you children from the Supreme Abode. Do you know what gift he has brought? He has brought heaven on the palm of his hand. You also have a picture showing that he has brought the fortune of the kingdom for you children. This is why Bapdada doesn't like it when you have to labour. Bapdada wants to see every child free from labouring and being lost in love. So today will you burn the holy with your mind and become free from labouring and battling with Maya? Will you burn it? To burn something means to make its name and trace totally disappear. Whenever something is burnt, its name and trace finish completely. So will you celebrate such a holy? You are waving your hands and Bapdada is pleased on seeing your hands. But there is a but. Should Baba tell you about the but? Wave the hand of your mind. It is very easy to wave your physical hands. If your mind accepts that you have to do it, then it is already accomplished. Many new ones have come. Those who have come for the first time to celebrate a meeting, raise your hands. There are also those who have come for the first time among the double foreigners. To all of you who have come for the first time, Bapdada is especially congratulating you for creating your fortune, but you must keep these congratulations in your awareness. You all have a chance to go last so fast, because the final result has not yet come out. Even those who come at the end, last, and you have come after those who came in the beginning. So those who have come last can go fast and can then go first. You have permission, you can go ahead. Always have this aim. I, this soul, have to go fast and become first class. Yes, many VIPs have come. You have titles of VIPs. All the VIPs who have come, raise your hands high. 150 guests from all over India are sitting in front of Bapdada. Welcome, welcome to your home. Welcome. Now, to introduce you, you are called VIPs, but now from VIPs, you have to become VVVIPs. Look, the deities, your non-living images, are VVVIPs. So you too definitely have to become like those ancestors. Bapdada is pleased to see you, children. You have come into a relationship. You VIPs who have come, stand up. You must have become tired just sitting there, so stand up. Atcha. At present, Bapdada is repeatedly drawing your attention to two things. One, stop. Put a full stop. Put a point. Two, accumulate your stock. Both are essential. Especially accumulate three treasures. One, accumulate the reward of your efforts, that is, the practical fruit of your efforts. Two, remain constantly content and make others content. Do not just remain content, but also make others content. And as a result of that, accumulate blessings. Sometimes some children do accumulate in their accounts of blessings, but whilst moving along, They become confused over trivial matters, and then become discouraged, and cross out the treasures that they had already accumulated. So accumulate in your account of blessings, and the way to do that is to remain content and make others content. 3. Accumulate the fruit and treasures that you receive by doing service. In doing service, especially also serve as an instrument with humility, with pure and gentle words, unlimited service. It is not mine, but Baba's. Baba, Karavanha, the one who has everything done through others, is having everything done through me, a Karanha, one who does everything. This is unlimited service. Check these three accounts. Have I accumulated all three treasures? Let any consciousness of mine be removed. Be completely ignorant of the knowledge of desires. You are wondering what you are going to do this year. Now that the season is ending, what are you going to do for 6 months? Firstly, accumulate in your accounts. Check very thoroughly that there are no limited desires in any corner. Check that there is no consciousness of I or mine. Are you those who take? Become bestowers of fortune, not those who take. Do not be those who want in any way name, fame, respect, etc. Become donors, become bestowers of fortune. Sorrow is now increasing a lot, and it will continue to increase. Therefore, become a master sun and spread your rays of experience. The sun gives so many types of attainment at the same time. It doesn't give just one attainment. It doesn't just give light. It also gives power. It enables you to have many attainments. In the same way, all of you should also become sons of this knowledge for these 6 months and spread the rays of happiness, joy, peace and cooperation. Give them an experience. As soon as others see your faces, they should at least be able to smile through their waves of sorrow. Through your drishti, they should receive courage. Therefore, you have to pay attention to this. You have to become bestowers of fortune and tapasvi souls. Do such tapasya that the flames of tapasya give one experience or another. Let them not just hear words, but also give them an experience. Experience is immortal. Words are just words. They are liked for a short time, but they are not remembered permanently. Therefore, become an authority of experience and give an experience. Give courage, zeal and enthusiasm through your cooperation and connection with Bab Dada to whoever forms a relationship or connection with you. Do not let them work too hard. You must not labour, nor must you let others labour. You are instruments, are you not? Create such vibrations of zeal and enthusiasm that even those who are serious feel that zeal and enthusiasm. Let their minds dance in happiness. Did you hear what you have to do? We shall see in the results as to how many souls have been made firm in each place. How much have you become firm, and how many other souls have you made firm? Baba will not look at ordinary charts. I didn't make any mistakes, I didn't tell lies, I didn't perform any sinful acts. But to how many souls did I give zeal and enthusiasm? to how many did I give an experience and the key of determination. Is that okay? You have to do that, do you not? Why should Bap Dada have to say that you will do it? No, you have to do it. If you do not do it, then who would? Those who come after you? You have claimed a right from the Father every cycle. You claimed it now and you will claim it every cycle. Bap Dada is definitely going to see a gathering of such determined children. Is that okay? Raise your hands. Raise your hands if you are going to become that. Raise the hands of your minds. Raise your hands of determined faith. All of you have passed in this. You have passed, have you not? Atcha. To all of you children who are seated on the heart throne, to the children who experience God's love whilst sitting far away, to the children who are constantly holy, that is, who have made the foundation of purity firm, to the Mahavir and Mahavirni children who remain distant from any trace of impurity even in their dreams, to the complete and perfect children who accumulate in all their accounts of accumulation at every moment, to the children who are equal to the Father, who are constant jewels of contentment, and who remain content and make others content. Bap Dada's love, remembrance, blessings, and namaste. To the daddies. Daddies are Guru Bhai, next in line to the Guru. So sit next to Baba. Brothers, sit together. It is good. Bap Dada massages you with love every day. You are the instruments, are you not? This massage is making you move. It is good. By seeing the examples of all of you, everyone receives courage. In doing service, you move ahead. Like the instrument daddies, with the feeling of being an instrument, it is good. The firm faith of all of you that Karavanha is making you act, the one who makes everyone move is making you move. It is this feeling of being an instrument that enables service to take place. Is there any consciousness of I? Do you have any feeling of I? It is good. You are the instrument examples in front of the whole world, are you not? So Bap Dada also especially continues to give love and blessings. Atcha. It is good that many have come, is it not? The last turn, meeting, has gone fast. To the main double foreign teachers, all of you together become instruments to sustain everyone, and that is a very good part that you are all playing. You yourselves become refreshed and also refresh others. You make good programs. Bap Dada likes them. It is only when you become refreshed that you will refresh others. Very good. All of you have had very good refreshment. Bap Dada is pleased. Very good. Om Shanti. Blessing. May you be as unshakable and immovable as Angad and overcome adverse situations with your knowledgeful stage. In the kingdom of Ravan, let no adverse situation or person be able to shake you even slightly, even in your thoughts. Become one who is blessed with the blessing of being unshakable and immovable in this way, because any obstacle that comes doesn't come simply to make you fall, but to make you strong. Those who are knowledgeful never become confused on seeing any paper. Maya can come in any form, but you have to keep your fire of yoga ignited and stay in your knowledgeful stage. Then all obstacles will then automatically finish, and you will be able to remain stable in an unshakable and immovable stage. Slogan: when you have accumulated the treasures of pure thoughts, your time will not be wasted in wasteful thoughts. Abhyakt signal: adopt the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. On the basis of the personality of purity, Father Brahma became Adidev and the first prince. Similarly, you have to follow the Father and also come in the list of those who have the personality of being number one, because the sanskars of Brahmin birth are of purity. Your nobility and greatness are based on purity. Om Shanti.